Welcome to the Delling Pod with me, James Dellingpole. I am so excited. I know I always say this, but I'm so excited about this week's special guest. First off, we've got Calvin Robinson, and we talk about why the BBC needs to be defunded. Now, we also talk about teaching in a state school when you are a Conservative. Quite an interesting position to be in. Calvin tells me all. Then we have the very exciting Kurt Schlichter. He's a retired US infantry colonel, a litigator. He's occasionally a stand-up comic, he tells me. He's also a brilliant columnist for Town Hall, and he tells me all about the key questions of our time. Is Trump going to win? How do we defeat Antifa? Why would anyone want to live in California? All sorts of stuff. It's really interesting. He's the guy who makes me look like a milquetoast pantywaist cuck. All on my podcast, The Delling Pod. If you want to hear them now, don't forget, sign up to my Patreon, or if you prefer, go on to my Subscribestar. Thank you for listening, my friends, my special friends. Bye. I noticed that you are in California. You're recording outdoors, and that's you've got a great climate. I see that. But I mean, for fuck's sake, you live in a communist state. How much longer is are you going to be able to bear living in California? How much longer has that state got? I get that a lot.
There are a couple things. First of all, I realize that there's no bottom to these Marxists. They're not going to change. Eventually, Californians will have to toss them out when we just get sick enough of them. I don't like the idea of retreating. I don't want to go anywhere. I have family here. I have my business here. Also, keep in mind, I'm a trial lawyer in California. I am one of the people. This state was designed, you know, this is a feudal land, and I'm one of the barons. Okay. It was designed to enrich and empower people like me. I just happen to, you know, adhere to a heretical sect. I'm like, you know, I'm on the local, you know, it's just, so I do very well within this environment simply because I have one of the favored professions. So I don't have any need to go out. And I don't have any particular inclination to. I may at some point. We'll see what happens. But, you know, they didn't teach at Fort Benning. They didn't teach me how to retreat. So.
But I noticed, for example, that I think property prices in San Francisco are crashing, aren't they? People, because I remember growing up, I wanted to live in San Francisco when I saw Bullet. You know, I thought, car chases and up and down and culture and, you know, the birds, you know, just up the coast and all these lovely places. Northern California is great.
I grew up in San Mateo, which is about 20 miles south of San Francisco. Right off of off 280. And I mean, I never liked San Francisco. I always thought it was full of communist dirtbags, even as a kid. But a lot of people just loved it up there. I have friends who just adore it. And the nightmare that they're putting up with, that it's just stunning to me. Also, it's really cold and foggy most of the time, so I can't relate to that. I'm glad you mentioned Bullet. Wow, what a great movie.
We are roughly the same age, that's why. We've got the same cultural references.
Well, my first car was a Mustang, but it wasn't a 67. Or 66, I think, fastback. I know this is kind of off point. One of my things that, you know, I believe the institutions are crashing, Hollywood, one of them. Who's our Steve McQueen? Who's our Lee Marvin right now? Who has that kind of seriousness? These are guys who were in World War II. Marvin got shot in the ass in Okinawa. I think McQueen was, I think he was on a ship or something. But these are serious guys who had serious lives. And they were, I mean, and they didn't look like pretty boys. And they were tough. And they had this amazing aura. Who are our movie stars like Steve McQueen or Lee Marvin today? And I think that's one of the reasons the industry's dying.
We're the same. We've got Michael Caine. I mean, Michael Caine, as you say, he's seen the elephant.
Yes.
He was out on patrol. Have you read that chapter in his book when he's out on patrol and they are surrounded by
Oh, yeah. They get surrounded by Chinese. And they realize the only way they're going to get out of it is to kind of exfiltrate somehow this perimeter where the Chinese are. I mean, imagine what an experience that must have been.
Him and his Enfield rifle.
Exactly.
But he's so quintessentially British that, you know, you could talk to him for months and not know about that.